Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for a simple heart. Thank you for a heart that is willing to go far for you. Thank you for a simple heart. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for sincerity. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for obedience, which is a gift of your grace. We don't credit it to our own will. We don't credit it to our own consistency. We credit this grace of obedience to you, Lord. To you, Lord. To you, Lord. Amen. Thank you. Galatians chapter 1, verse 4. Galatians 1, verse 4. 20, 12, verse 12, 20, roster. 1 verse 4, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, that he may deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. Amen. Who gave himself for our sins, who gave himself for our sins, that he might, to the intent that he delivers us from the present evil world. So in that world that we have evil world, don't forget, we have communications, we have conversations, we have there are some attributes that are peculiar to that evil world. So he's saying here that he has delivered us from that evil world. He gave himself for our sins to the intent, okay? To the intent. It's not saying he gave himself for our sins yesterday, next tomorrow he will deliver us from this present evil world. No, let's see it better this way. He gave himself for our sins that he might write to the intent that he delivers us from this present evil world. There are some lines of conversation in the evil world that is not meant for the Christian. There are some mayors of the way things are done in the evil world that is not meant for the Christian. So he said he gave himself for our sins to this intent. To this intent. Say to this intent. Say to this intent. That's the point. To this intent that he delivers us from this evil world. That is why he gave himself. So also, like I'm saying, we have conversations. Malice is part of the things we have in the evil world. Jealousy is part of the things that are in the evil world. Hypocrisy, excesses. Please write down that one. Excesses. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 3 verse 1. So we are delivered from this. Even in our relationship, we are delivered from this. We are delivered from this. We are not conformed to the pattern of the world. Excesses. Very important. That is why also we don't use our relationships to disdain commitments to God. Are you with me? Are you with me, oh brethren? So we don't also use our relationships to disdain our commitments to God. No, we don't do that. We don't do that. We don't use our earthly relationships as an excuse from seriousness. We don't do that. We don't use our relationships as a driver for carnality. No, we don't do that. We don't do that. That is part of the things that are applicable in the evil world. That are applicable in the evil world. Amen, amen. So 2 Timothy 3 verse 1 now. Ensure you are there. 3 verse 1. Oh, Nastovan, Nistovan, Kerostokatis, Sovantis, Tokatidas. Okay, let's read slowly. 1 to 5, 1 to go, yes. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, trust breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitor, eddy, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Amen. So that phrase in that verse 4, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Don't forget, it didn't say lovers of God alone. He's saying lovers of pleasure more than. The issue is the more than. Say the issue is the more than. That's the point. That word in the Greek is philedonos, 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 philedonos. It means fond of pleasure. Fond of pleasure. You are fond of pleasure more than being fond of God. Fond of pleasure more than being fond of God. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Fond of pleasure. Are you with me? Praise God. Anywhere that is jiving, we would love to find you there. Anywhere that is bubbling, but prayer time, you will be late. No. Praise God. Praise God. So, again, you have seen this again, that priority error is the issue. No, one thing that God told David during the Bathsheba issue, he said, do you know that even I am the God that gave you everything you have. See, and if you had wanted more, what would I have done? I would have given you. But you pursue this path in disdain to my love. That's the point. So the issue is always that's more than. When it's more than, priority error. Once it's more than, that's always the issue. And particularly, I don't know if you have noticed in the world generally, sexual sins are one very common tool of men to rebel against God. Sexual sins is one common tool of men to rebel against God. It's very common. It has been like that since. So don't have friends that lure you into immorality and perversion. Don't have such friends. Don't have such friends that dares you into nonsensical things. Don't have such friends that lures you into immorality, that lures you into perversion. No. Don't have such. Don't even keep company with such. No, 1 Corinthians 6:16. Write that down. 1 Corinthians 6:16. He said, no, you know that he that is joined to an harlot is one body. 17, but you, he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Don't have friends that joins your mind with adultery. Don't have friends that joins your mind that attach it to perversion. Don't have such friends. Don't keep such companies. Say, I've been delivered from this evil world. So that is the point. And that is actually what affects many people later in their relationship, in their marriages, because of the past, because of the various perversions. They are drinking, but you don't drink. So what are you doing there? Are you there? Is that the time to preach the gospel? They are drinking, they are jiving. Must you always try to feel among? No. Some of you are on WhatsApp groups that you know that the things they share there, they are very nonsensical. And you are sitting there. What are you doing there? Amen. So they post job stuff. So as they are posting job and hot Nigeria jobs, right? They also put hot Nigeria gist. They also put other things that you ought not to see. Amen. Dangerous sight. What are you doing there? Hope you know that nobody is a porn star from bats. Huh? Hope you know. Nobody is that from bats. It's all about influence. It's a progression. It's all about influence. It's always a progression. Praise God. See, those naughty friends that you cannot do without, they are taking you somewhere to happen, okay? That's the point. It's influence. They are taking you somewhere to happen. You ask some people. Sorry, I will be ending the series today, so I'll be a bit opener, a bit more plain. You ask some people, why are you watching that site? You say, I'm trying to learn some things in marriage. You are so stupid. Not you. Sorry. I'm trying to, okay, so you say, okay, don't worry, it's me and my husband. We wash it, all those things. Okay, by the time you are now washing the one that they are doing 4-1, 3-1, how you and your husband practice down? Don't give yourself to perversions. Men that are given to drugs, given to power. Don't give yourself to that. Don't have such sites saved on your phone. Don't have anything. Just keep the mind simple. Romans 1:21. It's always a progression from what you allow to what you will allow. It's always a progression from what you allow to what you will allow. It's always like that. And guess what? In this, there will always be new things to keep men busy. Every month, there's a new beat in town. Which one is running now? You find which one is running? Which one is running? Come on. Now you're all saints, right? Glory to God. Every month, there's always a new one. Now, this one has expired, Abby. Huh? So which one again? Okay, you cannot demonstrate it on your seat, right? I understand. Now a new beat, there's a new release, Wizkid, a new release, because you know that my pattern here is actually building ministers, etc. There are some things I cannot catch you doing, and I will forgive you ministerially. Watching Big Brother. Just in my mind, I just thank God for the revelation. Of course, that I would not forgive is a joke, but try and understand what I'm saying. Romans 1:21. Let's read 21. And before you know it, they are always keeping you occupied with something until you are 40. Then you are 40, and then you are not thinking, ah, Jesus. I still cannot explain Romans 3. How will you explain Romans 3? Romans 1:21. Slowly want to go. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. See? So, what is the issue in verse 21? Please think, look at your Bible. What is the issue? What do you think is the issue there? They did not? That means lack of progress. Write that down. I must be careful of lack of progress. I must progress in the things of God. And progress is very measurable. Just like those, what they tell us in the secular world, that is smart, Abby, that is specific, measurable. Achievable, realistic. What is T again? Time bound, right? Uh-huh. So, of course, don't write that one down, but just know it. So, progress must be measurable, must be specific. That means last year, okay, in my all discipleship program, I was able to establish 10 people in the faith. This year, what must happen? It must, no, that's progress. So, that is the issue with these people. Do you know the reason why pleasures will be able to override God in your hearts? Because you don't progress in the things of God. That's what I'm saying. Because you don't progress in that part. If you don't progress on the God part, by default, you will progress on the player part. Because both of them are fighting for your attention, and they are both legal. They are both honorable. So the easiest way out is to progress in your sanctification, to continue. Oh, before I'm able to pray just 4 hours a day before. Every VG, I sleep half of the VG. Then, what should happen? As I'm progressing to a new year, I make plans to be better. In the small assessments we do in this place, before this, where I am. Okay, in the next one, I plan to be better. Say progress. Say progress is safety. Write that down. Progress is safety. Progress is just as a safety you have. Yeah, there is much safety in progressing. Don't stay where you are. Oh, I healed the sick last 3 years ago. What happened this year? You must progress in the power of God, in the ministration of the things of God, in your audacity, in the things of faith. You must progress. Before it takes you 30 minutes to cast out demons. So you must progress. Amen. Say, I must progress. That's the point. See verse 22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. I'm reading Romans 1:24. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanliness to dishonor through the loss of their own as to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Verse 26. Let me read 25. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator who is blessed forever. You see, that's the point. You can see that is, the issue is the more than. Say more than. So they now serve things. You serve players more than God. The issue is always that more than. 26. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use of into that which is against nature. You see that these things, they are not just 20th century vices. They have been a tool. Since as I've told you, sexual sins are one common tool of rebellion against God. Read 27. Want to go? Yes. And likewise also the men living the natural use of the woman, born in their lust, one towards another, men with men, walking that which is unseemly, and receiving themselves that recompense of their reward which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. That's the issue. They didn't like to progress. You didn't retain, you didn't progress in what you have learned. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. That is, that God gave them over is a explanation of, as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, the active thing, they are the one that is active. God is passive in that place. So it's not that God left them. No, they are the one that left God. Verse 29, being filled with all what? Unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, malice, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers. It is like that. People now pick things as, hope you know you can be so busy with ordinary gist until you will be so useless. Because there is always a new gist. Always a new gist. Things that does not concern you. A new gist in town. If you have issues with the way I explain verse 28, you can put it this way. Forsaking God is God equals God forsaking you. Right? I say that like that. Forsaking God, man forsaking God is the same thing as God forsaking man. Or that means say, man forsaking God can also be otherwise said, right? Can also be otherwise explained as what? God forsaking man. So, but the active part, man is the one that is active. Remember, lest there be in any of you an evil out of unbelief in departing from the living God. That's the point. So if they say God is angry with somebody, that is the man is departing from God. So that anger is passive. So, every institution of man should glorify God because man is made for the glory of God. Every institution of man should glorify God because man is made for the glory of God. That was the point. Every institution of man. You need to try, be doing your best in Bible studies, ensure you reduce distractions, reduce going out, reduce coming late. Like Pastor Nanka said, they said that when you come late for Bible study, coming late to church is to compromise Bible study, something like that. Yes. So just do your best to be attentive. Don't allow limited things to distract you. Romans 16. So when some see marriage, the title is still pre and post-maritals in Christ. I'll be ending it today. Okay? So when some see marriage as a legal excuse to be more serious with the things of God, to go all the way for the flesh, we see it as an excuse to serve God more. When some see marriage as an excuse to go all the way to be unserious with the things of God, we see it as an excuse, as a reason to serve God more. So, whether in marriage or before marriage, I cannot love pleasure more than God. I cannot love pleasure more than God. If my singleness is to serve God, my marital life too should be for the same purpose, to serve Him. Romans 16 verse 3. We have good examples in the scripture. And like Pastor Seko explains this to us, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who are for my life, Romans 16 verse 4 now, who are for my life, laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Wow, what a couple, right? Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Can you see that again? Greet the church in their house. That means they have a church in their house. They are not only helpers to Paul. All the churches of the Gentiles. You know, that's a lot, right? All the churches. Say what a couple. So, okay. Why didn't Paul write a letter to Aquila and Priscilla that, Aquila, I can see that Priscilla is not allowing you to do well in this of God. Therefore, Aquila, be like me. Divorce Priscilla. Did Paul say anything like that? Hello? That means the issue is what must be done, whether in marriage or outside marriage. That means it's not about the circumstance, it's not about the attachment, it's about the duty. It's the duty. The duty must be done. So that clearly solves 1 Corinthians 7 for you, that Paul is not against marriage, neither is it saying you must marry by force, but he's just saying, guys, well, your seriousness cannot be sidelined in marriage. That's why I've told you, family planning is of God. It's really of God. Not because God ordained it, but it's just sensible, wise. When you have seven, you know that is 10 years of your life wasted. Ten. Because until the last one gets to which class? Primary, let's say at least primary, two or three, right? That is when down will be able to go to toilet himself, do everything himself. You are not here free, self. After then, you will now have to be bothered with the school of the seven. Seven. That's a lot. That means you now be say, which school will they go? Will they go to Aduve? And it depends, yeah. It depends on the who, right? Uh-huh. So, Acts 18, say, I desire a family for the Lord. Say, I desire a family that serves, a family that is accountable, a family that is dependable, a family that is reliable. That was the point. And let me tell you the truth. That type of stuff, you would have seen the symptoms even before marriage. So don't say, I didn't know, Pastor, guys, only appearing serious. You are not serious. Don't you have the Holy Ghost? Don't you have the Holy Ghost? Maybe in the last short session, I will remind you again, like I was saying, is it yesterday on Friday? Once somebody speaks to you, I want to engage you. How many voices reply to you instantly? Number one, voice of your desire. Secondly, of your renewed mind. Number three, voice of God. That means the three will play out instantly, right? Your desire will play out. Oh, wow, see his mustache. I like him. He's black. He's cool. He's handsome, right? That one will speak. And that will be so loud, right? Praise God. But secondly, voice of your renewed mind. Your renewed mind will not say, but he's serious now. He comes to church. He's okay. So the last one, which I call the voice of God, that is one I will now have to explain a bit to you. Because when I say the voice of God, I'm not saying God will now say, it's only this that can work in your life. No. God is now saying, this is the point. See, what we call God speaking to us is using the Spirit of God in us to verify information. Using the Spirit of God in us to verify certainties, to verify circumstances, to verify. It's not really a God compelling you. The only thing that God compels man to do has been written. That's the gospel. God compels you to marry no man, and God compels you not to marry no man. Don't write the other one. Write the first one. God compels you to marry no man. God, there is no force of God on you. So be careful of when you are saying, thus says the Lord, in issues as touching marriage and relationship. You are the one using the Spirit of God in you towards to be sure of issues, to be sure of circumstances, to be sure of situations, to be sure of the future. Say, I can search by the Spirit of God in me. That's all. It's so simple. It's not, I'm waiting for God. No, you search by the Spirit of God in you. So now, by this thing I'm teaching right now, the voice of your renewed mind will now work on the voice of your desire. the voice of your what? Renewed mind will what? It will walk on the voice of your desire. That means the voice of your renewed mind will not allow you to go all the way in your desire. You will not now say until it's any seven digit job, right? How many digits is that? Until it's having how many digits? Seven is start from 1 million, right? Uh-huh, yeah. So the voice of your renewed mind will now help you to. I'm not saying you will totally silence the voice of your desire. Have you if Shelemiah told you, will you agree? Amen. Praise God. So that is clear. Right? That is just common sense. Sorry, sir. Amen. It's already your boyfriend, right? Oh, awesome. You see, our desire is, she's so simple. She has kept her mind simple. I beg you, don't be, that simplicity is too much. So, what am I saying? So, the voice of your renewed mind, what will it do to your voice of desire? It will checkmate it, right? You are allowed down to checkmate it. Why are you, so you'll be talking to yourself, why are you saying it's not tall enough? Abba, calm down. You are talking to yourself. Oh. Praise God. I know you must be tall. You have to tell yourself, not tall, you won't shop. Praise God. Sorry, let's focus on this sermon. That is the part I really want to deal with in hearing from God later in the year. We're going to have almost all December, we'll just be focusing on things of the Spirit, hearing from God, the power of God. We'll be better in our things. Praise God. Amen, amen. Acts 18, verse 1. Say, the voice of my renewed mind checkmates the voice of my desire. So it's not that it will kill everything, though. But you marry a madman. Or you marry somebody that is lazy, or but that your renewed mind will just checkmate everything. So, by the time your renewed mind checkmates desire, the remaining maybe after that one has been done, maybe from out of a choice of 10 for ladies that have the head of a man, Sela, that's a Yoruba word you may not understand. Olori obirin. Sorry, Olori okunrin, right? Don't interpret your neighbor, they don't need it. So for ladies that have the head of men, that maybe they have 10, by the time you use voice of God, voice of your renewed mind to checkmate the voice of your desire, out of the 10, maybe they will now remain 4 or remain 3.5. Praise God. So out of the 3.5, you will now what? You use your spirit to what? Just is that simple? It's just so simple. It doesn't need prayer. Well, lie. If you have prayed for 2 weeks over a man, something is wrong. I'm serious. Of all things, God will now be saying, my daughter, pray more. I'm going to show you one deep thing that your eyes have not seen before. What is deep? It's not that deep. There's nothing that eyes have not seen. So it's also always your decision. Say, see my decision. Say, see my decision. Say, we are learning God's word so as to make the right decision. Mm-hmm. There's one thing that is not in the kingdom of God. There is no witchcraft in the kingdom of God. There is no, any word for witchcraft, Rose? Manipulation. Thank you. Manipulation in the kingdom of God. Okay, let's read Acts 18, verse 1 to 3. See about Aquila and Priscilla. After these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome and came unto them. Verse 3, want to go? Yes. And because he was of the same craft, he abode with them and wrought for by their occupation, they were what? Tent makers. You can see a family that welcomes strangers. A family that welcomes strangers. Not, no, it's only me, myself, and my husband. No. And a lot of ladies has that stupid mindset. I'm sorry. Let me call you that. I don't call people stupid like I use, but things. That mindset is stupid. It's me. It's just, it must be us. You now go and get, you have money to get more than that. You now go and get a one bedroom flat. What are you expecting? When you can do better, get that clause. Do you get that clause? When you can do better, you now went to rent one bedroom flat. What if somebody is traveling from Mina to Lagos and he's stranded in Abuja? So he will stay in your corridor or where? Say, I plan to serve. That's the point. So you must create allowance. You must create allowance. That means in my planning, I create allowance for service. I'm not also saying now spend all your money to buy a duplex or where that you cannot afford the service rent every year, service charge every year. No. But at least you have that allowance. Every those things of me, and this is so bad. And that's one of the current vices of the what they call the Western world, what do we call them? US and the rest and UK, West, right? You will see a man that can arrest his mother-in-law if he steps in his house. Really, he will call 911. I'm not joking. You will see, next street, your uncle will be living there. Just me. That's someone then will die in the house. It will take a week to know. Just me. It's selfishness. It's idol worshiping. You're worshiping yourself. Just me and myself. I want to have you. I want to have my family, my husband, my kids to myself. Remember Psalm 27? He said, days are coming that they that have, they will be like what those that don't have. Those that possess, like they don't have. Those that are married, like they are not married. Those that are not married, like they are not married. For the passion of this world, does what? Pass it away. Say, I'm a Christian. I keep it simple. I can't remember a month of staying without people. Maybe I can smuggle 3 days at times. I mean, since I've been married, not just in Abuja. Not because I have a church. No. Ask those who have been used to me. Plan for people. I'm not saying you are doing this so that people can appreciate you. But it's just your default. Ask her. How many of them are appreciating us? Very few. But that is just your default. One of the people that we have been doing ministry together so much in the south, later I learned that he was even in this Abuja in Kubwa. And he was there for months and he cannot even say hi. But come on, I can't allow that to discourage me. I can't build on that to disdain future, to disdain helping people more in the future. So this is my default. See, Acts 18, verse 24. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexander, an eloquent man, mighty in the scripture, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, being fervent in the spirit. He spake, and please look at your Bible, okay? He taught diligently in the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. 26, and he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, what a zeal, what a passion. They took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God. More what? Perfectly. Hallelujah. Say, what a couple. That's the type of couple that we desire. And when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote exhorting the disciples to receive him, who when he was come, helped them much, which had believed through grace. Verse 28, for he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the scripture that Jesus was Christ. Amen. Families given to making others better. Desire that. Mommy, can you explain Romans 5 for me? Daddy is not around though. Mommy, somebody is sick. Oh, what can we do? He's sick. Hey, whoa. Daddy will not come till next month. What type of family is that? I've seen some pastor's wife. He's so miserable. He's the only thing they can do is to collect offering. Don't you know? Have you not said that before? Offering. You now come with the big idea. Praise the Lord. And everybody just be happy for that. At least you can do this one. Hallelujah. In the praise of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. Amen. Should not unquote a scripture. Yeah, therefore, Abraham blessings is ours today. Amen. Okay. Come with your danceable shoes, Abby. Pastor's wife. That's a shame on the pastor. And on the wife. But it's more of a shame on the pastor. So I desire a family for the Lord. Hallelujah. Imagine if Pastor Uche was talking to somebody and the guy is doing scum. And what happened? And the sacristy comes. Sit down. This is what he's saying. She's not going to soft, right? She's not going to see the Greek word, see the explanation. And the husband is like, don't outshine me. Hallelujah. Oh, he's already outshining you. But desire stuff like that. I remember there was a day where I was looking at this rule. Is it Hebrews 3 that when he was saying, no, is it Hebrews 3 or Hebrews 2? When he was saying, what is man that is thou is mindful of him, that, you know, there's just a place, one place there that I didn't get correctly. I took an hour of conversation at home, me and my wife, until she made me say, no, this is what he's actually saying. Are you sure? I'm not saying 3 years ago, I'm saying maybe last year. After like an hour. Don't say, why did I say, our daddy has said that Jesus is Angel Michael. What can we do? We are nothing but what? In the hand of our daddy. Daddy. What a daddy, right? No. So, no, celebrate a family for the Lord. Not just, our baby is one. Praise God. Oh, wow. My marriage is 10. It's not bad, but that cannot be the high points of your joy. Teens, Mr. Biggs, like the one that Okoye and Buki is promoting now, when we order for them in the afternoon, Kubwash, goat meat shawarma, that cannot be the high point of your joy. I really want to know how that thing will taste like. Goat meat shawarma, you are spoiling the show. Goat meat is goat meat, shawarma is shawarma. Amen. But we have to see, we have to verify that ministry. Praise God. So things are good. But we know but we have the high points of our joy. That's the point. That's what I'm saying. Matthew 19. So both of you find yourself in the will of God. Be devoted. It's not when the man now seems unserious later in marriage. Now start running to God for help. God help me, oh. God help me, oh. I don't know why it's happening again. You are not serious. Should have seen the symptoms before. Say it's always safer in God's will. Because in God's will, now you know that I am not only, I can't, like me and my wife right now, I am not only accountable to our family, I'm not only accountable to God, I'm not only accountable to our friends, now I'm accountable to all of you. Imagine one day you just see Pastor Jay carry a load on our head. I'm going to Zapele. You think Bookie will come back to church next Sunday? That's how we don't build people on manipulation in church. Everybody has sense. Say we all have sense. At that point, the pastor can be talked to. You just bring out, which message you bring out for me, Bookie? Is it love and self? Pastor. You said, I'm not joking. It must happen. Don't say, no, you say, no, he's my pastor. Hey, too bad he's sorrow, Ben. Sorry, can you interpret? I mean, once you have spoken, that is final. Maybe God is revealing something
A bit outside Christ. Not really outside Christ. Like just a bit. A step outside Christ. Amen. No.
Hallelujah. Say a server in God's will. So that means in God's will, you are also accountable to the saints. This morning, I saw Sacristy coming alone. My default was that his husband is not around. Her husband is not around. And now I came in. I saw the man praying there. I looked at him with one terrible eye for like 5 minutes. Oh, you're not her husband. What is happening that the wife is coming on her own and the man of God is in church? Amen. Praise God. So I'm just trying to use that one. Relax now. I'm just saying, I saw the wife call me on her own. Are you already turning on your own in church? And I was worried. Is it that you left her because she didn't make up quickly or something? And you drove alone to church and you left her to enter. I was really looking at where the power of God eat on you. It's okay. I'll catch him after summer. Or relax. You have explained yourself. Amen. Saying God's will, we are also accountable to the saints. You can't fight your wife and come to church. Are you right? You stay outside, reconcile, kiss yourself, then you come. Soft. Matthew 19, verse 9. I will park to your house. Me and my wife will park there. Oh yeah. Talk together, you'll be talking. Yeah, eat together. Unless I'm not your pastor again. Why else are we here? Eat together. Yeah. Yeah, go to your room, lock the door. Bye bye. See you tomorrow. Sorry, don't think about that. They don't think about you. I still think about that. He's only happy that he's under 12 here, Abi. Okay, Matthew 19. Mm-hmm. Yeah, verse 9. So, and I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife except... let's interpret again. Who remembered? Yes. Whosoever shall put away his wife, desiring, right? Intending what? Fornication, okay? We have explained that inside teaching ministry, right? Workers, I'll cash you soon. 1 month ago, right? So, whosoever shall put... from the Greek, we really have to explain that in over 30 minutes to get to that conclusion. God cannot be telling you that you can put her away only when she misbehaves. Okay, what of the man too? So relax. That cannot be Bible interpretation. That is so inconsistent with the canon of the scripture. So what he's actually saying is that people put away their wife intending to marry somebody else. So intending fornication and shall marry another. You can see? Hello? So the fornication is to marry another. So such a person is saying you have also committed the same adultery. So that means before they think adultery is only when that, at least if I divorce her, marry another, I am not committing what? Adultery. Now say no. Even if you put her away for the intent, are you with me? Of marrying another, you have also committed the same sin. Praise God. Do you get that right now? That's what he's saying. And whosoever married her that is put away also committed what? That means there's like a kind of custom in the Jews that this is your wife. Don't worry, put her away. I will pick her. Amen. And for you to understand it, now read verse 10. Slowly, 10. One to go. His disciples say unto him, if the case of the man be so with his wife, it is no good to marry. That means they are also anticipating the same thing. The disciples too. They're also anticipating putting away. Okay. No, that is why the law of Moses is so it can be so powerless. Man can't. This is man outsmarting the law of Moses. The law of Moses says, do not what? Commit adultery. Say, don't worry now. We know how to do it. We now find something that she cannot cook indomie well. The thing is watery. You put her away. You marry another. The one you put away, and that person will pick her. Tossing the woman up and down. Sorry, ladies. You have suffered, Okay, but now, so let's go to something now. Verse 11. This one will be the long one. The second time will be shorter. But he said unto them, all men cannot receive this saying, save them to whom it is given. Now relax. See this. This does not in any way mean marriage will make you worse off in your commitments to God. No. That's not what verse 11 is saying. It's not, Jesus is not saying you should receive the saying. No. In fact, your commitments to God can be better in marriage. So when the world is saying it's time to relax, you'll face your family. No, you will say it's time for both of us to be accountable one to another and always be fun doing the same thing. Always be fun doing the same thing. Yeah, when the world is saying it's time for you to just face your family, no, you say no, my family will face the work of God. Hope you know you can pretend not to be lazy to your pastor, but you cannot pretend not to be lazy to your husband or wife. Abi, if you claim in church that you pray 10 hours, sir. Okay, sorry, I didn't put this. You can pretend to be lazy, right? No, I want to say you can pretend not to be lazy. That means you can pretend hardworking in church. But if you marry, can you pretend anything to your husband at home? Because at home, say, oh, he said, how was your weekend? Oh, pastor, it was so filled. It was filled with God, filled with the Holy Ghost. Whereas you only spoke to one and the other people. Amen. Praise God. But if you're lying in the church, and you're, when you're saying, what you be saying? Yeah, amen. So that means that relationship in marriage will just make you, it makes us more sincere. Imagine if I last night, I should go and drink. Is it, what do you call it? Is it Baileys or NSC? Go. We go there, pop, champagne. You just see her in the morning. How will she be looking at me? Let me write more. And that's normal. Praise God. So, see verse 12. Yes, Matthew 19:12. For there are some Enoch which were so born from their mother's womb, and there are some Enoch which were made Enochs of men, and there be Enochs which have made themselves Enochs for the kingdom of God's sake. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it. Now, see that word. He that is what? Able. What do you think Jesus is saying? Feel free, come on. Feel free. What do you think Jesus is saying? Is he saying you should be unmarried? So what is he saying? Feel free, please. Yes, sir. Marriage is a choice. One, please write that down. Marriage is a choice. It's your choice. It's your choice, actually. Anything more from that place? Feel free. Come on, good people. Anything else from that place? Ramika, anything else from that place? Will you receive a milder for your abstinence? Huh? Will you receive a milder for your abstinence? No. But could it be possible that we have some people that says, this is my youthful life. See, yo, it's not God's wisdom, it's just his own wisdom, okay? Could we have people that say, okay, EG, some of you, why did you move close to church? So that I can be what? More serious, right? Did God tell you, my son, move close to church? Did he say that? So at the end of the day, what will be your reward? Is it the moving to church or the seriousness? The seriousness, right? So also, is it possible for us to have people that we say, all my youthful days, every day, there's no day I don't sleep with three people. now I am 41. I am done with women. Let me face God's work. Could that be possible? Huh? Yes, right? So, by the end of the day, will his reward be for the abstinence or for the service he was able to achieve based on the abstinence? Service, right? So that is just what Jesus is saying. These are some scriptures that a Catholic stands on to what? To promote celibacy. What do you call it? Huh? It's not proper. It's not proper. You cannot tell a man. Now, you can also see that is not an instruction from their discipler. He said, he that is able, right? That means that is now based on your personal free will. Awesome, man of God. Personal free will. That means I have told you what must be done. So if you think until you let go of this, let go of that, the reason why some people, like right now, you know, we cannot preach that somebody quits his job for the ministry, but you can preach that somebody just do a bit less. That means if, like, oh God, if you, I don't know, how many of you have friends in the U.S.? You have friends in the U.S. that they go there to work. If not, they work. They hardly have 5 hours. They have morning shift, evening shift, the same day. I mean, who can bear me witness here? They will tell you that, I said they work, we must also. Because they will say, my normal daily wages, I think they pay them with it weekly, say the normal weekly wages is just enough for their house rent. Now, if they don't do that extra, they will not be able to eat. They will not be able to have anything to send them. What a vice. That's a vice. So, like, again, you should not, as a pastor, as ministers, you should not tell anybody to quit his work for the ministry. No. You should not. You should only tell people to, maybe you can do a bit what? Less. A bit less. And ultimately, that should still be based on the person's discretion. Because the only thing you must hammer is that guy. You have to preach. You must study. You must pray. So he will now go and find out how he will make things work for that. Thank you for understanding. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Please be fast. 1 Corinthians 7, verse 5. Defraud ye not. If I say defraud ye one another, that has changed everything. Defraud ye not. Must put that not to. Not one the other, except it be with consent for a time that you may give yourself to what? Fasting and prayer and come together again that Satan tempt you not for your what? Incontinency. So, that means even in marriage, the priority must be on ministry. Again, listen to me. I am not talking about every marriage in the world. I am talking to the marriages in church. Everything I'm saying since, do you remember what I closed on Friday? Remember one thing I said as I was closing on Friday? I said, we cannot have any sincere Bible counseling class for couples not in ministry. Are you with me? No, help me. How do you counsel them? Husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church. The husband does not even know how Christ loved the church. So how do you tell him to love his wife that way? That means if you see somebody that is not serious with God and they are saying they are having issues, which you just going to bring out every woman, Abby, or oh no, this is your terrible books. Come on, Romeo and Juliet, right? Just bring out that one, sir. Take maybe this one will help you. You can't open the Bible. I am serious because the motivation for the love of the Bible is learning. It's learning. That means, if you want to use God, that means the man must come for Bible study. He must come and learn of God. He must learn Romans 5. God commended his love to us in that when we are yet what? Sinners, right? What happened? Christ died for us. Are you with me? You will learn that. So it is now based on that. You will not just tell him to start. You cannot start teaching anybody from love your wife. You must first start from where? Christ, as Christ loved the church. That is Bible way. Thank you. So, again, verse 6. But I speak this by permission, not by commandment. So, you see? Permission, not commandments. For I wound that all men were even as I myself. What does he mean by that? Does he mean single and useless, or single for service? Which one? He's not saying single and useless. So, go back to Matthew 19 now. He now said in that same verse, he said, but every man has his proper gift, right? See, that's verse what? Verse 7, thank you, sir. But every man has his proper gift of God, one after this manner, and another after that manner. Okay, again, put your hand there. Let me read 19 verse 12 again. For there are some Enochs which were so born from their mother's womb, and there are made some Enochs which were born of men. So you can see some people, that means naturally, right, from their mother's womb. Some people, maybe of men, that will be tribulations, I mean, bad things. Also, there will be Enochs which have made themselves Enochs for the kingdom of God's sake. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it. Do you know there are some people that are actually married simply because of society pressure? Do you know we truly have men or ladies, they are not even bothered? Are you with me? That they are not bothered. That the only reason they marry is just that, okay, and let us have children too, Jerry. Ah, I'm all. Come on, I sing. Ah, me too, I want to carry my own what? Child. Ah. So just they want to sing, just want to feel among. So not even because they have, not even because of passion for pleasure or whatsoever. So a lot of factors may be responsible for that. Physically, or you don't wish. And if it's physically, I bet you can be healed. Is say that. Back to 1 Corinthians 7. I said, please, physically, I said you can be healed. And I said, Selah. So you should know what I'm talking about. That means if you're saying that something that, like, I don't have any persuasion towards a lady, I don't have, like, my guy, be healed. You can be healed. Tell somebody that said, be healed. Come on. You can be healed. You can be healed. So, don't, it's not, you know, I've told you now, it's not the abstinence that is pleasing God, it's what? Service, okay? Mm-hmm. So, don't say, well, we are not, therefore, therefore, you not even do the ministry very well, hope you know. If you are just doing because that, you think that's the only thing to do. You know, you won't do it like, well, God, ensure you reward me. This one's name, imagine I'm going, ensure you reward me. If you don't reward me, while I go there, see now, I'm like this now. See, yeah. No. I think what even makes us serve better is that thing that Paul said, that the things that I have gained, right, I count them loss. That means, although I have achievement, I have pleasure, I have will, I have my way, but I now choose what? Your way. Praise God. Are you with me? Okay, back to 7 verse 37. Nevertheless, 1 Corinthians 7, of course. Nevertheless, he that standeth steadfast in his heart, having no necessity, but had power over his own will, and has so decreed in his heart that he will keep his virgin, dwelt well. 38. So then, he that giveth her in marriage dwelt well, but he that giveth her not in marriage dwelt what? Better. Next verse, want to go? Yes. Okay, you can see. So only in the Lord. You see again. So if you will stick with verse 38, that he that giveth her not in marriage dwelt better. Don't forget, is for service. The absorption, there is an absorption in 1 Corinthians 7. The absorption in 1 Corinthians 7 is that marriage is a distraction. Or marriage can be a distraction. I'm serious. Read it very well.
That's when you free from kingdom. Just read it.
The assumption, okay? The assumption of the context in 1 Corinthians 7 is that marriage is a lawful distraction. That it will distract you. Anyway, back to... So, Paul is saying, if you find yourself like that, deem it as a gift of God and serve without distraction. Deem it... I mean, if you find yourself without urge for marriage, okay, that you can deem it as a gift of God and serve without distraction. But also, me, I'm saying you can also be healed. Amen. Praise God. So, whatsoever the reason, remember what we said on Wednesday, whatsoever reason you stood... on whatsoever the reason that you stood on to serve God, maybe people rejected you, your family rejected you, you went to Somalia, no one wants to marry you, or just ensure yourself. That means at the end of the day, the reason will not be discussed is the service that will be discussed. Hallelujah. Again, I'm hammering this, the reward is for service, not for the abstinence. Again, go back to chapter 7, verse 8. Chapter 7, verse 8. I say therefore to the unmarried and to the widows, it is good for them if they abide even as I. Is that not verse 8? So, what do I mean by it is good there? What did I say that the meaning of it is good? It is what? Profitable. Do you remember? That means there is a profit in singleness. And let's be sincere. You can ask my wife that all the Pastor Jolaimi's sermon in Ibadan, she will produce all the notes. Maybe she will have 4.5. Why? Distractions, right? You know, when Wemi is on your neck and Bubu is doing her own. So he's saying there's a profit. It is profitable. It is profit. So he's not saying be as I am. No, he's saying it is advantageous. There's a profiting in less distraction. There's a profiting in singleness. Which type of singleness? Singled but not attached. Singled but not distracted. But the issue we have today is we have singles but what? Searching. And that searching is wahala. That searching is the real seeking. The average of you here, let me tell you the truth. I can 80%, I can say with 80% confidence that if you get married, you'll be better in ministry. I mean, you here. Because even with the daily Bible study, by the time you open your WhatsApp, what will come? The prince of the power of the air. I see all of them. Awesome. How are you? Oh, he's there. I saw you by the road today. How are you doing? Oh, awesome. Yeah. You start seeing all of them. And later you start bonding again. Ah, God. God, and I like Steven, you know. But this one has nice mustache. So it looks like the distraction in singleness is more. Is more than right now. If you are single right now, if you are on your phone all day, nobody will talk. Ask my wife. You cannot be on your phone all day. Just I say, do you have another husband over there? Sorry, that's a joke. But try and understand me. See verse 9. So when he's saying it is advantageous to be as I am, it's not your type of singleness today. That's what I'm saying. It's the type of singleness that goes to Bible college. Do you get me? It's the type of singleness that goes to seminary, that goes to Senegal, that is everywhere preaching, not your own. If you know what I did to it, was before I could rescue my sister from WhatsApp. Hey Jesus. Yes, I had to see her phone, she almost became sick. That was amen. And social media does not help things. It does not help trust me, it does not help. The only help it gave us is we have access to Living Word Media. Okay, verse 9. But if they cannot what? Contain, let them marry, right? For it is better to marry than to burn. Okay, look at verse 9. What is another word for burn in verse 9? Slowly, in the same verse 9, which other word can you look to burn? Is there another phrase for burn in that same verse 9? Cannot contain, right? So if they cannot contain, let them what? Marry, for it is better to marry than to what? To burn. Now, I mean, I'm not saying it's really a straight word like that, but the same thing that is called you cannot contain, it's the same thing that is called what? Burning. Are you with me, sirs? So it means what Paul was saying earlier, you cannot force it. You cannot force people to be unmarried. If it's not your thing, go and marry you. Because that thing called burning, write this down, that thing called burning or that thing called cannot contain is also divided attention from the ministry. So that means if you are not married, but because you are not married, you are always hurtful, you are always proud, you are always hyper, you are always, now wow, this ministry, yeah? Anyway, we shall serve. It is better for you to what? Marry. Emoji, get body, go and marry. Say, God is my mind. So that means, okay, marriage, that means marriage will calm you down from that emotional daydreaming, right? Marriage will just simply calm you down from that emotional daydreaming so that you can serve. But I believe, at least, I believe the normal man should desire a woman. Yes or no? Yes or no? The normal man should desire a woman. So now, what of Paul? Well, I don't think Paul abides because of his vast Christian knowledge. I didn't think that is why he abides. I will say, I think his Christian knowledge only dictates what he is capable of doing. Amen. Amen. Come on, are you with me? I'm saying his vast Christian knowledge, okay, is only did I put this in my notes? Okay, that should only dictate a reason to do what he is already capable of. That should only dictate a reason to what? To do what he is already capable of. Again, that should dictate. That means his vast Christian knowledge. I mean, see what I'm trying to say. That means you can't say, I am a celibate because I know so much in Christ theology. Are you with me? You can't say it's because I know so much scripture. That is why I can what? I am like this. No. So he has most likely been like that. When he now, you know, there are brothers that 39 will be begging them, brother, now see ladies around you now, do something. I'm busy, and they are truly busy. Hallelujah! Like Raul Jute, praise God. Hallelujah. They are 40 and we are busy. So. Father Abraham, not everybody is like you. Amen. 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 Go back to verse 24. Chapter 7, 24. Brethren, let every man abide wherein he is called. Therein abide with God. Now, since I have no commandment of the Lord, yet I give my own judgment as one that has obtained mercy of the Lord to be faithful. 26. And I suppose therefore that this is good for the present distress. I said that it is good for a man so to be. Is it because of overpopulation or because of ministry? Yeah? Ministry, right? When he says it's good for a man just to be alone, is it ministry or overpopulation? Ministry, okay? But I won't have you without carefulness. He that is unmarried careth for the things of... Hello? Praise God. Hope you know the problem with the world is not actually overpopulation. It's selfishness. If we are saying that, there is no resources to go around, ask the advanced countries how much they... See, the amounts they invest on military technology is more than their gross domestic
GDP a big long way. Yeah. And those money, they don't put it in the budget. Amen. Just to invent weapons of mass destruction, the technology. So if you have invested that in humanity, check the world now. If you've seen the number of mass of ground that is not yet inhabited, not yet explored, so much. So the earth is rich. Eh? We are. It's only man that is selfish. That is selfish. Okay, forget that. Yeah. So again, read verse 37. Please, 37. Want to go? Yes. Sorry, 33. Yes. He that is married careth for the things that are of the world, how he may. So, can we find a way around this? Like I said on Friday, can we find a way around this? Can we find a way around verse 33? What's the way around verse 33? Speak so that those who are not here can learn. Come on. Yes. Hallelujah. Say, what a man. Do we have any man like that in this church? Let me see how if you. Father Abraham, number one. Glory to God. Amen, amen. But can you also see something in this place? Okay, E.G. now. Can Paul face Aquila and Priscilla and he's speaking verse 3 to them? Or let me say, should Paul pick Aquila and Priscilla now and he's preaching verse 3 that, hey, do you know if you're not married, you'll please the Lord better? Should he? Huh? Imagine if all of us are unmarried, then the world will just end after our generation, right? Praise God. So it looks like Paul was speaking to them this way because they have not learned priority well. It looks like, please put it that way. I don't want to be so holistic. But don't forget the context of the old First Corinthians. You know the type of people they were talking to from chapter 1. He said, I cannot speak unto you as unto what? Spiritual, but as unto carnal, right? As unto babes in Christ. So in 1 Corinthians from chapter 1, sorry, from chapter 3, 4, 5, 6, he was dealing with an issue. Chapter 3 is talking about the temple of God. In chapter 4, no. That one, 5, you are sleeping with your father's wife. 6, you are carrying yourself to court, right? 7, astonishing if you should marry or marry. 8, I'm eating in Amadeus shrine, right? 9, my rise before the gospel. 10, what is in 10 again? Old Testament and New Testament and dichotomy and temptation. 11. No, 11. What are you coming now? Should I cover my hair? Should I not cover my hair? Later, okay, come. You brought your food to church, and Father Abraham is doing Yamana. And Peter is doing half eating. And 14, they are using prophecy to scatter the whole church. Say, what a church! But in Christ, anyway. So we can clearly say, if you remember, you remember how I explained First Corinthians 11 to you that. The covering, head covering or ear covering thing is saying there is only to announce what? Submission, right? Huh? It's only to announce what? Submission. That means if you have learned, remember what I taught now, teaching ministry about ordinances and customs, right? So that means if you have learned the reason why very well, you do not necessarily need the what? Need the what? Custom. For instance, if every day, as some of you get home like this, you just study Bible for 6 hours, listen to your message for like 8 hours. Oh no, the day is gone. But you know, if all of you are like that, do we need the exam? Should we really need the exam? To be candid, I don't think we should. But that would be more than an exam. So why do we put things in place? Hallelujah. Selah, selah, selah. Amen, amen. Okay, where am I? Which verse did I just finish explaining? 33. So I said, looks like Paul was speaking to them this way because they have not learned priority well. For instance, why do we tell some people to close their eyes while praying? To avoid what's us? Distractions, right? But that means if they have learned not to be distracted, they don't really need that instruction. So if you have learned that whether marriage or out of marriage, I must not become a vegetable anywhere. What must be done must be done. If you have learned that it can never be children first, it can never be my husband first, it can never be my work first, then you don't need these strict commandments like this. So of course, even like as that, there's still a way around it. He said how he may please his wife. So what is the best way to handle that? Find a wife or a lady whose greatest pleasure is that you are serving the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Find a wife that's the greatest. Normally, a wife will see a vision that his husband is going to a church like Koza, like House on the Rock, like awesome church, right? Praise God. But there's a couple in this church that the wife saw a vision that that the husband should look for a different assembly. Selah! Amen. So it's good to have a wife that will push you forward. Glory, glory, glory. So that's the point. So find a wife whose greatest pleasure is that somebody say, they are scarce. You are looking at the wrong place. That's the point. It's because you are looking for such in chop right. How will you find such in chop right? Because you are looking for such in your place of work. How can you find such in your place of work? I'm not saying they are here. I've not said that. They may not be here, sir. Do you know what is in the mind of these people that you are looking at? So a lady that sees you preaching, winning souls, say, wow, awesome husband. Hallelujah. You don't think and she is pleased. Praise God. That means, they are responding. Praise God. So a lady that sees you serving the Lord is the peak. I am not saying if you now buy shawarma with you, then no, I don't want your shawarma. Go and win souls. No. But a lady that sees you as you are serving the Lord, that is the what? It's just a peak. So there's a peak. Hallelujah. Say peak. Say peak. Say peak. Say high points. That's the point, okay? Don't get me wrong, but the peak, high points. Verse 34. There's difference also between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman careth for the things of the world of the Lord, that she may be holy, both in body and in spirit. But she that is married cared for the things of the world, how she may what? Please her husband. So same way, which type of man should the lady look for? Look for a man that pleasing God is player. Now, have you observed something? See verse 34. How she may what? Please who? How she may please who? Our husband. Have you observed that actually in Christ, marriage is not where we please ourselves? Marriage in the Lord is not to please yourself. That's serious, right? Go to chapter 7, verse 1. Don't get tired. Some of you have not heard this type of thing before in your life. So this is just the first day. So just relax and keep listening. This is a chapter that a lot of Bible scholars, they just avoid. But they don't know what he's talking about. They just avoid it. But if you read very well, you just say, okay, my girlfriend, no more kingdom. Okay, chapter 7, verse 1 and 2. Well, you should not really have a girlfriend. You should have a fiance. I didn't know the name of girlfriend, actually. 7 verse 1 and 2. Let's read together. 1 to go. Yes. Now, concerning the things whereof you wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. So now, from verse 1 and 2, it will look like you are marrying for your own pleasure, right? Are you with me? He said, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. So it looks like I'm marrying for my own pleasure. But see, 3 and 4, 3 and 5, 3 and 4, want to go, please? Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. Verse 4, the wife hath not power of her own body, but the husband, and likewise also the husband hath not power of his own body, but the So now, what is the difference between verse 1 and 2 and verse 3 and 4? Look at it. Please, feel free. What's the difference, brethren? In verse 1 and 2, looks like you are doing it for yourself. 3 and 4, you are not doing it for who? For another, right? So what can you call that? Spiritual growth. Growth. That means, as I grow up spiritually, I now learn that it's not more about me, right? It's not more about what I want. It's about pleasing another with my mind, with my body, with everything. Verse 5, defraud ye one not, sorry, I always forget this not. Defraud ye not one another, except it be consent for a time that you may give yourself to fasting and prayers and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency. Meaning to serve another with your body. Guess what? This is another one-sided show of love. One-sided. It's one-sided. That means he's saying, you are not loving this man because he loves you. You are not adoring him because he just adores you. No, you are doing it because he's also your, you want to serve. You want to serve. See, as I grew up spiritually, I learned to serve more. Go back to verse 35 now. Hope you can see that it's best you just marry somebody that you are hearing the same thing, that you are believing the same thing. Because how difficult will it be for you to please somebody that you don't believe the same thing? It's very difficult, right? Very difficult. I say, sir, we have outreach in Zaria. I say, no, this is time for our special monthly honeymoon. No. That's serious. 35. And this I speak for your own profit, not that I may cast a snare upon you, but for that which is what comely, that you may attend upon the law without. So that's the point. So again, I'm almost closing this. So our definition of marital love is not the world's definition. Our definition of marital love is not the world's definition. It's not. On a serious note, ministry changes all this definition for us. Everything. Ministry. Before, you have learned that love is communication, right? Love is that we talk together, we shout. How many times per day? Sorry, how many times per hour? She must check up on you like how often? Oh, sir? Like, Tola, talk now, be free. No, just say the truth. I just want to check on you. Are you fine? Yeah, I'm fine. Okay, love you there. 3 o'clock. You know he closes by 5. Have you not closed again? I know, dear. I closed by 5. Oh yeah. Okay, awesome. Call me when you're out of work. Okay, you told him to call you when he's done out of work, and he closed by 5. 5 minutes to 5. You call him again. I said I will call you. I just say let me remind you. Okay. Just call me. Okay, call me. Okay. The love is communication. Just stay around him. Okay. This evening, are we? Oh, sorry. Airtime. I'm coming. She will reload in 10 seconds. I didn't know how they do it. 10 seconds, she has reload. Yeah. After 1 hour conversation, MTN will now help your spiritual life by cutting the call. MTN, no, MTN is helping you. If you talk for 1 hour with somebody and it's not, and you're not praying, you're not in the Holy Ghost, you're not, that's a lot. MTN now helps you by cutting the call by that annoying woman, by your account, that annoying lady. Your account is too for this call. So MTN now helps you so that you can grow up spiritually. You now do what MTN has done by loading again. Yeah, as we are saying. The days of extra cool, everybody backslided. You say glory? You know yourself. Everybody. You will be in class. Hearing lecture. She will be on loudspeaker. With one headphone in your ear. Hello? Yeah, don't mind this man, Jerry. He's here. He's here. Okay. She's in the bedroom. You're hearing. Toilet. Extra cool. No, sorry. It's not extra cool. Magic number. Sorry. 5 numbers, right? Jesus. The only enemy of that thing is battery. That is the only enemy you have, your phone battery. As long as your battery can go, and then we have some terrible suggestion that the battery is as big as this. The one you now buy, just be calling. And it's five numbers. Some people now register 4 girls, 1 mother. Hallelujah. Saying ministry, the definition of love has changed. Say to me right now, love is preaching the gospel. Your neighbor did not say that. You have not agreed. Come on, and share your neighbor something. Say, love is preaching the gospel. Say, after that, Shawarma can come. Write it, please. Come on, people there, come on. Love is not disturbing the lady or the man or trying, you see somebody talking with her, you are getting furious, jealous, hot, hyper, high-tempered. You must not see a guy shouting with your wife. Did you marry her or you buy her? Which one? Praise God. Even in courtship, some people, if somebody is agree, is agreement in church, agree with her fiance, pray. She's already feeling. It's okay now. It's okay. It's okay. Just like the picture of Brashem that was praying for her sister, and his picture is actually close, actually. I didn't know why he's doing it like that. He was actually like this. People are already saying, emoji, calm down. The fiance of this lady is looking somewhere at you. Say, love is the gospel. That's love. That's love. That's the peak of love to us. Learn to, if you don't agree with this, if you have designed love as going and spend honeymoon, is it Bush Khalifa? What they call that hotel? Bush what? Bush. Funny enough, me have been there. You have not been there. And you know the name. Sela, you don't even know when I went there. Actually, they just pointed the place to us like this. That is place. Imagine an hotel that per night, some rooms, 30 million naira. Hope you know you must not sleep. Because you'll be looking at that 24 hours as 30 million per night. Love to you is, honey, see, no, there's one terrible guy that tempted me and my wife a while ago, and think it really worked. See, their names is Emiway Safari Africa. And they're not on Facebook. Are they on Facebook? And they say, oh, come on. And then we have a purpose of life, but I didn't understand what happened to us. Then they say, we'll be carrying you every year or twice in a year, we carry you from this country. After that, we go and do all day in this air. They say, okay, just pay a token, right? And some of you are in social media marketing too. I catch you. Just pay a token. And then you now, how do you put it again? And I didn't know what just happened. Till today, our money has hung. Not 100K, not 200K. They say, you carry you from one country to country, country to country. Say, wow, awesome. Say, holiday as Brazil Beach. To you, before you dream as holiday at Brazil Beach, first dream of the gospel in China. That's you.
Someone say, wala deo. But that's the truth. That's the truth. Praise God. Say, God comes first. Amen, amen.
So love, that definition must change right now.
Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Now, yes, Brother Michael, help me. Once that is understood, you will not develop hatred for your wife, for your husband, because he's doing this, he didn't. I mean, hear me,
I said, you will not develop hatred for him because he did not buy enough shawarma, he did not buy enough this or ice cream. Now we have not gone to, don't look at my wife, look at my friend. We have not gone for, what is the Cold Stone for the past, how many months now? 3 months? You will not develop hatred. Amen. See what I say? You will not develop what? Hatred. I'm not saying don't desire. Say, I'm a man. Say, I am a man.
I'm a man.
And I desire good things. I expect good things in life. I anticipate good days. But I have a priority for living. That's all I'm saying, okay? I have a priority for living. I have a priority for living. This is a message that a lot of people, they don't want to say. Say, no. No, but you can take it. Yes, you have learned it. You have learned this well. You have learned this well. Yeah, shop rights, everything is not the peak of your desire. Your marriage is for service forever. Yeah, it's for service forever. Other good things, by the way, they are just, you will deem it as extra. 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 Is it good to have good for all the days? It's awesome. But of course, your pastor will give you time frame, right? Can't go for 2 weeks now. How about 2 weeks? Unless you will also be sending PR notes from where you are. Amen. Amen. Cynthia, you are shaking your head for me. Say, pastor, if you know what is in my mind. All day, as a beach I've seen in Brazil. I just want to wear that bikini. What they call that stupid thing? Very stupid. Bikini and... I want to see the sun. Don't you have sun in Nigeria? Nigeria, we live our sun. They say they are looking for sun in Brazil. Does the sun have different vitamin D? Or I say you like player. I stand naked by my own beach. Oh, awesome. Soft. That's not soft. That's hard. That's hard. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God. Don't be moved with the age, okay? In the last 20 years, okay, maybe 20 years, some of you are still, you are 2 years old, so you don't know what I'm talking about. Let's say in the last 15 years, when there's no ShopRite, when there is no special, I think, when we inaugurate them, the only thing we have then is spices, right? You know spices? You don't even know. Who has been in Accra? Mr. Biggs. Before Mr. Biggs, spices was at... you have been there? So, now before those ages, that the only thing that is good is to just buy roasted yam and bole. That has been around for ages. Praise God. So, now, see, the people living at that time, would they define love as going to ShopRite? Why? No ShopRite. Amen? So, then that means love is just simply sharing, just within your means. So what I'm saying is that don't allow the age, okay? Brethren, are you with me? Don't allow the age to always put you to always, you know. You saw that new iPhone 11? You know, you have to sell one of your kidney to buy one. You know, the one with 3 cameras. You think it's 100k? Think it's 300? Think it's 400? 550. One phone! Oh, they just so. If I say don't buy, you can buy. Hallelujah. Praise God. But just ensure we have a venue in Zaria first. Money will not move me, fame will not blind me, applause will not sway me, Christians will not faze me. I keep my mind simple. I keep my mind simple. Hold on. Money will not move me, fame will not blind me, applause will not sway me, Christians will not faze me. I keep my mind simple. I keep my mind simple. Money knows to value wrong. Pick it up, come on. And I also talk over the master. So, in Christ, we have our obsession. We have our obsession. We have our obsession.
Don't put yourself under the pleasure of anything created. Don't put yourself under the pleasure of pizza is love. No. Love is giving. Giving what? Giving the word. That's the word. Not giving things. The word is power, is it? In love. Let the word of God work on your mind. It's impossible for me to see myself. To see myself before I'm married. It's not conceivable. To see myself in a relationship with somebody that is not in ministry. I can't even think it. Let this that you are learning define the peak of your obsession. Oh, glory, glory. That's to go balance. And of course, if you love a lady as Christ loved the church, you don't leave her hungry too. So we are not saying embrace the spiritual and discard the physical. No, we are only saying the spiritual comes out first. Then other things what? Follow. What did he say in Matthew chapter 6? Seek ye first the what? Kingdom of God and his righteousness. And every other thing you can pursue. It's not actually saying clearly there that when you seek the kingdom of God, God will give you what? Everything. If you read the context of that very word, God, he was talking about food, clothing, and shelter, right? Which are things which you still pursue in your earthly endeavors. It's only saying let your priority be on seeking what? The kingdom of God. We have seen that the first sin in history, the first sin, S-I-N, in history, has been priority error. Adam did not disobey one law of Moses. Do you know? Brethren, do you know? Have you thought about that before? Or all those thou shalt not. Adam did not fault in one. The one he faulted in, actually, it should be number one. Which is, thou shalt not have what? Any other God, what? Before me. Things must not become your God. Thank you. Be on your feet. Things must not become your God. Choir, thank you. Things must not become your God. Things. Finish writing, then you stand up. Finish writing, then you stand up. Choir, just come to the front. Things must not become your God. Relationship must not become your God. Some ladies, 17, are 17. They just, yeah, oh, single, single, and they are just, their whole bodies just melted. Relax, come on, relax. Relax. Let the word of God be your obsession. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Palane is to go valene, ke ros to go vane, no zon. Money will, he will know. And no stover.
Keep my heart safe. I keep my heart safe. Only will not move me. Move me. When will not blind me. Atos will not sway me. The sex will not faze me. I keep my heart safe.
This is my devotion.
Oh, God, it's my heart.
God, it's my heart.
God,
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Say good things. They are an excuse to serve God more. Not to disdain God. Say, I desire good days. Say, I desire better jobs. I desire pleasurable experiences. All will be to the glory of God. None will be to disdain the ministry. None will be to substitute the ministry. Say, money is good. Say, I desire. Ah, now stove and stove and rustogav and stogados. Anima stogavas, they get the bust. Say, I desire the best in life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Again, see, if you read that Hebrews 11, some people were sunder, asunder. Some people were sunder, asunder. They were the one that they bought in sheepskin. But well, they didn't receive an award for that. They received an award for faith, right? Yet, and some were also in palaces and they were delivered. Some were delivered, some were not delivered. But the common denominator was what? Was the faith, right? Faith, right? So, clearly saying, God will prefer the good part for man. But because of the different choices, things just happen and at times, unpredictable things, circumstances, experiences. But yeah, that's why we are singing this song. When those unpredictable time comes, don't allow it to what? To sway. When Jesus was finishing his 3 chapter sermon in Matthew 7, he now said, he that heareth this word and dwelt accordingly will be like who? A man, right? That built his house on a rock. What is the constant thing? The storms will come. The winds will come. Friends will say your own is too much. How come you don't have money for this? You are always spending your money in church. You are always spending it. That is why it will be so bad for you to now find a lady or a man that will be complaining about your devotion. No, you are done for. If your father, your parents, they are after you, you now pick somebody as a fiancé that is also having issues with the same thing. Praise God. So that's what we are saying. So when the storms come, the storm can come in the eyes of more job. It can come with masquerading as just lawful things. When it comes, don't allow it to sway you. Okay? We sing that song one more time, then we start praying. Hallelujah.
Money will not blind me. I plus will not sway me. Christ will not face me. I keep my mind safe.